Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the daily country. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, yarn up strong. And we're going across the nation thanks to NERS, too deadly. Going to jump straight in and talk to beautiful sister Marinda Schreiber. Come to join us here. Marinda is a singer, songwriter, manager, and community arts cultural development. And also talk to her beautiful sister. We've got Darlene Briscoe on the line. Let's say hello to Darlene and bring her to the conversation. Good morning, sis. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm Guga Yalanji from far north Queensland, and I'm living now in Gubbi Gubbi Dinnabarra countries down in Sunshine Coast.
Beautiful sister. And your sister jumped to join me here in the studio. Marindy, thank you for coming to the program, and good morning to you. And who you mob, where you from, sis?
Same as Darlene.
Of course.
Except I'm sister? I'm in these lands. Yeah. Oh, Gimoy Wallabara Yidinji, Yudakanji lands.
So. All right, too deadly. Now, just confirming, Darlene, are you coming up to Cairns? You're performing at this function we're about to talk about, Black Story Song, yep.
She's coming up through technology.
Okay, is that how she's doing it? Well, there you go.
It's the new way.
High tech Murray woman.
Old way, new way.
That's beautiful.
She's flying in.
Be there in spirit.
Yes, yes.
But we're live streaming our concert up to the Boompa-ja.
Yes.
The theatre there. So we're having a live stream concert with and with myself and also other mob there. Troy and Dean Brady,
yep.
One of their first concerts out of COVID, and Georgia Coral, the beautiful Bundjalung South Sea Island woman, and Lydia Fairhall. And then we got some other mob like Ira Leke from PNG. He's going to feature some of their PNG drumming.
Yes.
And also Andrea Cohen, a beautiful Fijian artist.
Yeah.
So we wanted to bring all of these different mobs together, sharing people that stand in solidarity with us.
Exactly.
We all have our own stories, but we can bring them together in song and music.
Exactly. So over to you, to Marindy. So you're performing, of course, on the afternoon.
Not this round.
Not this round, thank you.
I'll leave that for little sister Darlene.
All right, thank you.
But I am helping coordinate, and I'll be helping with the food and all that. So the event is has been muchly sponsored by a Luna Land Trust. So we're just really excited to be able to offer the food our mob, when we come together, it's a time where we can talk and yarn, but we always do it best when we got that mei there in our mouth.
Exactly. So we're talking about the performance happening 3 o'clock in the afternoon, January 26th. Australia Day, we know it as Invasion Day, Survival Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's our push as First Nation people to having the date changed. What's your thought there, Darlene?
Yeah, I don't even think that there's a date that will ever be right to celebrate the arrival. I think more something better would be about creating something that's all inclusive, and it might not even be called Australia Day. It could be called something else. And so I just think that once you start. Celebrating the arrival of the fleet, First Fleet, or anyone that came here, and all the trauma that came after that, it's all automatically rules out a whole demographic of people, which is our mob.
Exactly.
To be a part of that celebration,
Marindy, what's your thought on Australia Day?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like it's a day... same like Darlene, where we need to really embrace the true history of what's happened here, you know, and use these days and these platforms to be able to share our songs and hear from the elders, you know.
Exactly.
And just really recognise, you know, those people that have fought before us, you know,
exactly,
and
yeah.
that have, you know, without them we wouldn't be able to even do this day.
Well, exactly. You know, and we talk about a day that celebrated, brings us all together. Australia was a day when the white sails came and took over our country, and they celebrated a day, but a lot of our people were murdered, massacred, raped and pillaged. You know what I mean? So we're saying pick a day that suits all of us. And here we have this celebration of black people getting together, black story and song. Where'd that title come from in regarding this concert that's happening in Cairns tomorrow?
There you go, Darlene.
Oh, sorry. It cut out a little bit.
Oh, sorry. Black Story Song is the name of the event, the free event.
Yeah.
At Bulbumbajar tomorrow for Australia Day. The title is such, Black Story Song. I mean, it says what it says, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And talking about black fellas and how we a continuation of oral history, even in the contemporary form, it's not changed. We're still continuing that cultural practice through stories and songs.
Very powerful. So it's open. It's a free event, and it opens at 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Doors open at 4:30. To tell us about the celebration and thereafter, and who organised all these beautiful talent of performers getting together.
Yeah, that was myself. I was working with Andrea Cohen, who's performing. She runs a live stream stage here in Nambour. So I just said, I want to put this thing on for our mob, and for somewhere for mob that can't leave the house too during COVID.
Yes.
Some of the elders. And so I just said, let's call her and see who wants to be a part of it. And everyone said yes, thank goodness, and they were all available, which is cool too. So so I just thought about some of the voices that I really that I love listening to, and the way that they tell stories.
Yes.
And in that setting, it can be more intimate. You can hear the stories when it's just, you know, without the big band thing, it's kind of, you can actually listen to the voice and listen to the story.
So it's a live stream concert, so people can log on, tune in.
Yeah, yep, that's right. You can tune in as well as go to this Bulbumbajar screening at free. But if you go online, you can buy a ticket to the live stream event for $20.
Okay. How do people get to the live streaming? How do they find it?
Just Google Eventbrite, so Black Story Song, Eventbrite, and it'll come up. There's two options there. You've got the Bulbumbajar or the live stream, where you can stream from your house. I think it's like $20 a ticket.
Yes.
And if you've got 10 mob in one house, there you got $20. Everyone chuck in $2 each.
There you
then
go,
you're
$2
right.
Each. Or
maybe
have
not
a feed.
That much.
I mean, you shout for $2,
you're
chucking
Uncle, $1.
Please. And that's how we do it. Well, fantastic. So with yourself, Darlene, so you're based down there now. Are you living down there at Sunshine Coast?
Yeah, that's right. I've been here just over 2 years now.
Enjoying the journey down there?
Yeah, I mean, half the time I've been here, we've been in lockdown. So
yeah, thank you.
Yet.
I don't know yet. Haven't been out yet.
Yeah, I never went anywhere.
Haven't been in a shop and get bread and milk, that's all. Shut up.
With my mask on, you're fine.
Yeah. With a mask on.
Nobody know me around here. I've got mask on.
Yeah, that's right. Look at that black woman. Don't even know her face. Look, that's too deadly. Congratulations. I think it's going to be fantastic. Mm-mm. And anytime us mob get together, it's inspiring, isn't it? It lifts our spirit, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it's a healing journey, like we know from what's happened. We don't have to go into all the details. But, for us to be able to have a day like this, it's healing for us, you know, not just as artists, but us as a community, to come together under that one light,
Exactly.
And, just the event in Cairns here, I just want to mention a couple of, you know, things that, that they can expect if you're going to be coming to the live Boombajah thing. So you do need to get tickets.
Yes.
Because of COVID. I hate that word, but yeah, because of that.
Thank you.
You do need to get tickets. So if you can go to Eventbrite, Boombajah, like Black Story Song, Boombajah, Eventbrite for the tickets. But in saying that, we'll have coffee, tea, you know, a little bit of sweets and damper there on call. So
beautiful.
And then a little meal straight after.
There you go. After party then.
That's it. So, I mean, we're there from 3 o'clock. The doors will open around about between about 4:30. So anyone can come down even, you know, by 3 just to have a yarn with any mob there.
Exactly.
And then, just come and enjoy an afternoon and
a
evening.
A deadly yarn in circle it is, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Merindi, thank you very much. Deline, my sister, thank you, my sister. Looking forward to seeing you do your thing on the screen. And we'll be yarning soon, darling.
Yalada, awesome. Thank you.
Yalada.
Too deadly, sister. Oh, beautiful yarn there, your beautiful sister. And thank you, Merindi, for coming into the studio.
Thank you, brother.
All the best to my sister. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff this year, so looking forward to working closely with you. And we'll be yarning soon. All the best, eh?
Awesome. You take care, brother. Too deadly.
Yalanda. There it is, beautiful yarn there with the Briscoe sisters, Deline down there at Sunshine Coast, and Merindi here in the studio here, Marine Schreiber. Big shout-out to her beautiful family. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation. 1-800-422-416. If you're shy, talk to the brother on the shy side by texting 0457140550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Too deadly. Stay tuned.
Thank you. home, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran!
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, don't worry, be happy. Black Bala Music here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Add to the conversation and tell us your thoughts on Australia Day, where you're at, how you're celebrating, or how you're standing up for your mob, for your people. Have you saying Yana Strong? We're going to catch up with Deadly Brother Neb, BC, Barry Cedric on the line. Very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Very good morning to you, National Talk Black, and Trevor Timms and all you Murrays out there for leading up to Australia Day, or what do you call it, Australia Day or Survival
Day? Invasion Day, Survival Day, that's it, my brother. Where are you at, Barry? First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Trevor.
You there, Barry?
Are you there?
Yeah, brother. Oh, give me a call back. Barry, Cedric, lost you there. Got me fired up to talk to you. And it's funny, I've got songs lined up here, of course, on the screen. And the next song is Yarba Rangers by Barry Cedric. And out of the blue, the brother, give me a call. How's that? Murray got that instinct. We should go to casino, brother, with your pay packet. Shut up. Have you saved mob, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, we're talking Australia Day, Survival Day, Invasion Day. We'll try again with brother Barry. Barry Cedric on the line. You there, cuss?
Yeah, cuss. Good on you, Trevor. Survival Day or Australia Day? What do you call it?
Yeah, well, there is survival, brother. Invasion Day, I strong believe of changing the date. Let's pick a date that celebrates and brings all Australians together,
All Australians, yeah, one campfire. Yeah, that stands
for one campfire, yeah, brother. I love it, You along the same lines, Barry?
Yes, I'm with my mate Trevor on that one. Trevor, I'm standing in beautiful Townsville. We've got Survival Day happening down here tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm just checking out the gig and hopefully a lot of people. All you Murrays out there and my 4K1G.
Big shout out, 4K1G. Yep.
Passing through Townsville, BC, will be live tomorrow down at the Strand. And big call out and to all the folks in Warrabinda, Trevor.
Yes.
Cloncurry, or my mob from Detway too.
Connection there, brother,
also,
yes.
Yarri, of course, and North Queensland. So, and beautiful BBM 98.7 FM mob and National Talk Black saying hello to you guys. I've never heard from you guys for a while. I never popped in.
Please.
When I was in Cairns, brother.
So. Yeah. Don't be stuck up, brother. Drop in and see us when you're in town.
You still there?
Oh, Barry says you lost you there. Picked up everything that you were saying, Barry, but bad line there. You couldn't hear me, but we can hear you. And give that all the hellos to all the mob out there. Yarri, of course, Cloncurry, and all the mob down there, Townsville, Warrabinda as well. And that's how you'll be performing, Barry Cedric, at the Survival Day Festival there in Townsville. That's happening tomorrow. So look with that. Let's go to his daily track, Yarba Rangers. Do enjoy. Very good morning, your daily mob, Yarba. Too deadly.
To the old Yarra Ranges, that's where my heart will always be. Take me back to the old Yarra Ranges, in a land of tropical scenery. As we walk through the fields of Telbungie River flows, the old Yarra for ages, in a land of tropical scenery.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbo Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Marilyn Clark and talking about Indigenous doctors urging communities to put cancer screening at the top of their to-do list. On the line, Dr. Marilyn, a very good morning and a happy new year.
Happy new year to you too, Trevor.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, who are you mob and where are you from?
So I'm a Warramai woman from Port Stephens area, which is just north of Newcastle in New South Wales, so beautiful part of the world.
Beautiful part of the world, exactly. So, look, a very important conversation here. And Indigenous doctors urging communities to put cancer screening at the top of their to-do list. So we are, look, behind the eight ball, closing the gaps in all facets in this country. And, of course, health, very important. That gap keeps widening. And you're urging mob to put cancer screening at the top of their to-do list, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. Our community has done a really fantastic job of keeping our mob safe from COVID, especially our elders. But one of the consequences has been we have seen a drop-off in our mob coming for cancer screening. So we just want to really get the message out there to encourage our mob to do those important things like cancer screening tests because... they still need to be done, and they don't know that COVID's around, so cancer can still creep up on us.
And when you look at COVID-19, the pandemic, that is probably one of the other reasons why our mob are not getting their cancer screening done, plus fear factor,
I think so. I think there's a bit of a fear about going into health services if they don't need to. But our medical services have done a really great job of keeping health services COVID safe. So you can go into health services and get your screening tests done in a COVID safe way.
And that's the thing about it. So if we just keep putting that message out there, you know, then our mob will act on it in regard to their screening. Very important, but we shouldn't get lackadaisy. Are we talking male and females? Are we talking ages as well?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the other reasons, because a lot of the cancer screening testing is done in probably sort of the younger to middle age group, and if they kind of feel healthy and they don't have any symptoms, it doesn't really motivate them to go in and get tests done. But it's just important to remember that sometimes these diseases can be silent, and the only way to pick them up and detect them is to do the screening test, so we can pick up changes really early and nip things in the bud before they can cause any major problems. So it is a bit of a fear factor, but I think that's just a bit of not being aware that it's still an important issue that needs to be screened for.
Yes.
Even if you're feeling well.
Exactly. And Dr. Murray, when we're talking about cancer screening, are we talking about a yearly thing
it depends on the test. So I'm actually an obstetrician gynecologist, so in particular for me, the one that I'm involved with a lot is cancer screening for cervical cancer in the form of cervical screening tests.
Mm.
So that used to be called pap smears. Most women will have heard of that. That test is now every 5 years. It's changed from being every 2 years to every 5 years. It's not something that needs to be done too often, but still needs to be done, and do it every 5 years, and that'll help prevent women getting cervical cancer. And the other example of a cancer screening test is the bowel cancer screening.
Sure.
So that's for once you're 50 years on over to start doing that.
And with cancer, it's a hidden disease, isn't it? Does it show any symptoms as such?
No, not necessarily. Mm. So they can be silent, or they can cause very sort of mild symptoms that you can just sort of dismiss and not pay attention to. So often these screening tests are able to pick up any signs of these early changes of cancer, you know, nice and early, so that we can pick them up before they cause symptoms.
Yes. So very important. So it is the message there, urging communities to put cancer screening at the top of their to-do list. Like I said, we have a so-called dreams list or bucket list before we leave planet Earth. But prolonging our life, that's what it's all about. And putting cancer screening at the top of their to-do list, very important, yes?
Yeah, and it means we can, you know, pick up changes early, get treatment done early, and lead to a much longer, healthier life. And importantly, that means being around for your family and your community and your grannies a lot longer.
I think the grannies are very important in regard to the motivation of getting your cancer screening done, you know. The longer we can stay with our grannies, then the better it is, you know.
Yes, if you don't want to do it for yourself, you've got to do it for your grannies, don't you?
Yeah. Exactly. Look, a very important conversation. Thank you so very much for sharing. And so our mob out there, would they go first to the First Nation health organisations first to just to get the checkup, and then the health organisation will direct them to where they need to go for cancer screening, or is it done with our mob?
Yeah, look, Aboriginal controlled organisations are really good at doing health screening and doing it in a COVID-safe way.
Yes.
It might mean seeing a doctor, or not even a doctor. It might be a nurse or Aboriginal health worker that can do the screening for you.
Fantastic. So it can be done there. So yeah, we're usually going for a checkup. If you're going for a cough or a sprained ankle, you might as well do the cancer screening while you're there, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah. Tuck that on as an extra while you're there, getting that sore knee looked at.
That's fantastic. While you're there, yeah, I'll have fries with that. Dr. Marilyn, thank you very much for sharing. All the best to you. And as I said, we'll be catching with Dr. Joel Winnetong as well, your counterpart, and regarding this beautiful urging of communities to put cancer screening on top of the to-do list. So looking forward to that conversation as well. And thank you, Dr. Marilyn.
No worries. Thank you.
Take care, sis. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn there. Dr. Marilyn Clark, her name is, and she's one of the Indigenous doctors in this deadly country of ours, who are urging communities to put cancer screening at the top of their to-do list. So very important. You might do your checkup, and you might as well do a cancer screening at the same time. So get active with your life, and the motivation is for your grannies, your pickaninnies, then do it. That's what it's all about. Have your say. Yarn Upstrong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Me and my life. Shapes of our great ancestors as the daylight leaves the sky.
Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bumper Drip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the station, thanks to NERS, across the nation, that is, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give the Murray a call, let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416. Had a daily yarn with Dr. Marilyn Clark and talking about Indigenous doctors urging communities to put cancer screening at the top of their to-do list sing the same song and put the message out there. We're going to have a yarn with Dr. Joel Winnetong, who's based in their Newcastle, Cockeroad Country. Dr. Joel, very good morning, my brother. How are you? How are you travelling, brother?
Well, the canteen's not even really Cockeroad.
True, brother. You must walk around the streets looking over your shoulder there, cuss. You don't wear a Queensland jersey?
Yeah, it's surprising how many Maroon supporters there are.
Oh, is that right? You're incognito? I respect my body. I ain't wearing Maroon, not down here. Hey, good to be yarning with you. First of all, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, Dr. Joel?
Yeah, too deadly, mate. Yeah, my brother's Kapandingi, Kubby from Southeast Queensland. But I've been living in Newcastle for the last 30 years now, pretty much. But I come up to Cairns, back home every now and then, and
true.
Out with the family, because all the family are there.
Exactly. I don't know if you ever run into brother man Brett Rogan. He's still based there?
Yeah, he's still down here, and I still see him when he's let out of his house.
True. You think he's the man?
Yeah, but we know.
We know
real, mate.
You don't act. Too funny. My brother, look, a very important conversation. Digital doctors urge communities to put cancer screening at the top of their to-do list. We had a conversation before Christmas about this, which still needs to be out there. Prevention is, not atop the list, mainly because of prevention of COVID-19 and not going out and about and, isolation, but the fear factor of the unknown. And, look, we need to just put it out there and put it on top of the list and put it there again in regarding cancer screening, yes?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, look, one of my passions is bowel cancer and preventing bowel cancer. It was an area that I worked on when I first became a doctor in colorectal surgery. And it's really important to get the screening done, because the screening, you know, there's no doubt about it. It saves lives, and that's what you want to try and get. At the moment, like we're only dealing with, the last few years' worth of statistics and things like that tell us how many mob are getting screened, but there's, on average, there's probably about 130 new cases of bowel cancer in our mob over Australia every year, and about 30 die from bowel cancer every year as well. So it's pretty up there, you know.
We want to bring those numbers down, don't we?
Yeah, that's right. And if we can, you know, screen first, get it sorted before it becomes a cancer, then everyone's a winner, really.
Exactly. And is it a big test as such?
No, look, the government have been sending out, you know, little kits in the mail with their tax bills all for a long time now.
Don't open the envelope with the window. Yeah, go to the box.
I like the tax bill, you're like, nah, I'm not paying that one back. it gets left in a drawer and that sort of thing. But you can go to your GP and get it done.
Yes.
Look, we're really targeting anyone over 50.
Mm-hmm.
Over 50 and under 75.
And that's both males and females?
And males and females, more males, and you know, we want to get more males doing it than females, because males are more likely to get the cancers and die from it as well.
Yeah,
it's pretty equal, but more males. But
women tend to go do more checkups than males, because men are tough and they can't. Yeah, I'm all right. Don't worry about the big up. I'm good. Honestly,
yeah. Yeah, you know, there is that old saying, but, you know, I think women are way tougher than men. I mean, you know,
that's right.
Giving birth to babies.
Hello, yes, I'm glad I'm a man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't care what anyone says. You've got a man having a baby.
And look, hats off to our beautiful women. They are very strong in all facets of life, you know. But, everybody needs to get tested, and it's about, well, I think the motivation also, Dr. Joel, is living longer for your pickaninnies, for your grannies.
That's right, for, you know, hopefully third, fourth generation, yeah. You know, because it's been a while since, you know, since we've had, you know, three generations sharing the same kind of, you know, home and actually meeting each other and things like that. So, you know, it's really important, you know, that we want to get to that fifth generation, you know, where we can, you know, the great would be friggin' awesome.
But, exactly. You know, and we don't want to be another statistics, you know. We want to bring those numbers down. Well, the statistic is we are living longer than our non-Indigenous counterparts. You know what I mean? That's the goal, and we all need to do our bit.
Exactly. And for this test, your bit is something that you do probably every day. It's just, you know, doing your guna, your kuma.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. But if you're going for a checkup or you're going to check on your sprained ankle or whatever, well, while you're there, you might as well get tested.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to do it at the clinic. You do it at home.
Okay.
But look, the test, just so people know what the test is, it's not too disgusting or whatever. But look, I always tell all my patients, look, when you go to the toilet, put some toilet paper on the water, lay your brick, do your kuma on that. And then you get these little canisters with a little stick in it, and you dip that in about four or five times into your kuma, into your poo there, and then you put it back into the little canister, and then just put the day and the time, date and the time that you did the test, and then you wait another day, and then you do the next one, and some tests have got three, some tests have got two, but you just leave a day in between, and then you just leave it in the little container and drop it off when you're done.
You put the canister in a fridge, or do you put it in a cupboard?
No,
or?
Put it in the fridge. No, who wants to put that?
Yeah, shut up a lot. I know. I'm trying to paint the picture there. Them picking in my thing of chocolate. Which way? I don't know.
Chocolate stick there. Nutty flavour.
Not even that.
No, but look, you're just in a cool, dry place, you know, up the top in the cupboard somewhere until you've done them all, or even just in the toilet there, you know, in one of the cabinets in the bathroom, whatever, and then just drop it off. Yeah.
And of course, the our health workers understand what it is, know what it is, and they'll just go to it and file it away and do the testing. Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And then we send it off, and then you get a. And all it's testing is for if there's any blood in your poo, because there shouldn't be any blood in your poo.
Okay.
And the blood in your poo that this test picks up, you can't see. But if you can see blood in your poo, then you need to really see a doctor straight away.
Yeah.
There's lots of other things that can cause bleeding, but bowel cancer is the one we worry about because that's the one that's more likely.
So the blood in poo, are we talking about internal bleeding then, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly that. Exactly that.
All right. So get tested. That's the message there, my friend. So, look, thank you very much for sharing to all our mob out there. Become a deadly warrior. Go and get tested. Do what you need to do. And our strong women, we need to bring down those numbers, Doctor.
Yeah, deadly, bro. All right. For sure.
Good talking with you, my brother. You take care. Keep smiling. And don't act tough there in front of your missus.
She knows she's the boss.
That's it. Dr. Joel, thank you, brother. You take care.
You too, deadly, bro. Thank you, bro.
See you, Cass. A beautiful yarn. That's Dr. Joel Wenatong, and a fantastic doctor, and had a yarn with Dr. Marilyn as well, Marilyn Clark, and they're advocates and regarding Indigenous mob here in communities to put cancer screening first, and as doctors and black doctors at that, take on board what they're saying, your mob. Let's bring down those numbers. Let's live longer for our mob, for our pickaninnies, for our grannies, and do your bit. Have you say yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
tell you about the past, the day that they all celebrating now. It was 1788 when the first boat came, claimed the land, tried to take us all away. But I'm sorry to say, but we're here to stay. I thank the Lord that we're here today. On Survivor Day, on Survivor Day.
Survive, Alverina Johnson featuring a little BJ there, and the Survival Day here on your daily program, National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416 number you need to call, but you may have to do that tomorrow, Mob. Murray being a hot seat here on Survival Day, so give us a call on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550 and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. So Murray and Asano, thank you very much for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic. Abide by the rules that are in place. And look, stay strong, you Mob. We'll be yarning soon. Too deadly.
They have no hope, and all the people they shuffle, skip into the shame. What about your
freedom paper?
I don't need it anymore. You need your
freedom paper.
You can't hurt me anymore. Gotta have your
freedom paper.
Goodbye. We are, don't come a stumbling through our lives. I'm gonna talk up so loud, I ain't afraid of the strife. And all the people they shuffled, skip into the shade. You need your
freedom paper.
We don't need it anymore.
housewife.
We're not who you think we are. We don't need protection from you.
Protection from you.
We don't have to play your game.
No, no.
Don't need no
freedom paper.
We don't need it anymore. Don't need no
freedom paper. No, no, no.
Don't need no
freedom paper.
Goodbye, we're out the door. Don't need no
freedom paper. No, no, no.
Don't need no
freedom paper.
You can't hurt us anymore. Don't need no
freedom paper. No, no, no.
Don't need no
freedom paper.
We don't need it anymore. Don't need no
freedom paper.
You can't hurt us anymore. Don't need no
freedom paper.
Yo, 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 one of them. Lint where am I young? With a Kankan crew from Arakun.
Hey, stop you.
Yeah, mobs. Yeah, mobs. We sing and we dance from the town to the bush. Winching them up did Sarah push. One of them dance and fly like a bird. Up over the land and the whistle that you heard is the sound of the Kankan. Call of the eagle, dangerous and proud. The totem of my people when I'm hunting. I can see you from a distance. Bring back the food from my brothers and my sisters.
We're black fish, don't we're proud. With people, tell the beat up loud. We're black fish, don't we're proud.
I'm a Kankan kid from around the way, and I socialize and I rap all day with a weak beat from Arakun. Just shake a leg to the funky tune. Flick flick kumbala past the cup. Come on with people, turn the music up. I'm proud of my culture and I'm proud of my slang. Bottom and groove is not the rum gang.
We're black.